So we are in the Siman Reish Mem Hei. We sort of did the part of Siman of that Siman last week. Let's focus on a couple of more Ha'aros here. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, quotes us from Kedushin. So first you have the Torah. The Torah says, "Ha'iminag be'ir shalakech malami tinoko schar nosin lo schar." So you pay him v'chayiv lilmado b'schar at sheikrit Torah shvichsav kulav einu chayiv lilmado b'schar mishnah v'talmud. So you are obligated to teach for payment until he could read Torah shvichsav. And there's a little bit of machlok is what that means. Kula ve'inu chayv lamdu b'schar mishnah v'talmud. You're not obligated to pay for him to have to learn mishnah v'talmud. Then they quote the Rama. He hani mili delo efshar le de dechikul le shaisa. Valim efshar le de chayv lagmuri mishnah v'talmud halachos v'gadlus. That's only if you don't have time. But if you have some time, so then you should pay to have him learn mishnah v'talmud halachos v'gadlus. Well, until the kid is like old enough, I guess, and needs to go to work or something. But if there's still money in the account, or the school year hasn't ended, it depends what the cheshbon is in order to pay. But what is driving that sheet of the Rama? So in the Beis Yosef here, so the Beis Yosef doesn't. Oh, I guess he does. So the Beis Yosef does quote here, where it says Torah in the middle of that Beis Yosef. Right, it's quoted from the Rambam, and the Rambam, okay, but then it says, Torah v'lo nevi'im v'ksuvim, u'mashmalei la'rambam, dekevin demotru lintu schar al ha'mikra, klomer schar pisuk tamim k'di'isav perkeim b'hamo, der chayav lindu b'schar. Because you could take payment for mikra, as you learn the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, so you would have to pay. And in fact, you would even force the person to be able to pay. Now, what is that talking about, this Gemara? So there is a Gemara in the Nedarim. There's a Mishnah in the Nedarim that talks about if somebody was moder hana from somebody else. I mean, I'm not one guy. Person A is not permitted to give benefit to person B. So the Mishnah says that you are permitted to teach him Torah, because that's not going to be considered benefit, but you're not permitted to teach Mikra, because Mikra, it sounds like, the reason is, because Mikra, you would be saving him money, right? This Mikra, because he would be obligated to pay in order to have someone teach the child, you can teach the child Mikra, because otherwise, you can't teach the child Mikra, because that's something that he would be required to pay for. So the Gemara there then has a discussion. Wait, why is it that Mikra you would pay a person to do, while the other things you would not, it's the implication, you would not pay a person to do? That is based on a pasuk. The pasuk there says, the pasuk is that Moshe taught for free. I forgot the pasuk that he's quoting, but the Moshe taught for free. So just as Moshe teaches for free, so we should also teach for free. Implication being Moshe taught the Torah Shebal Peh. That's what Moshe was teaching. So therefore, Moshe taught for free, so we should also teach for free. So the Gemara there says, well, okay, that's with regards to Torah Shebal, but Torah Shebal Chsav also, you shouldn't be allowed, that should include that as well. So the Gemara doesn't really answer that straight up, other than saying, well, Torah Shebal Chsav is two things that is specific. One is the trump, the tamim. The tamim maybe you would get paid for, and then the Gemara has a whole discussion about whether the tamim are considered Torah or not. And then, or scharbatala, not scharbatala, or shimur, that in order to watch the children. So really, in effect, you're paying them in order to watch the children. So there's no real het. So the Gemara then leaves it at that, implying that you would pay him for Torah shebichsav, not Torah shebal peh, because Torah shebichsav is the age when the child needs to have shimur, needs to be watched, as opposed to Torah shebal peh, which its implication is not. But if you change that a little bit, it's not really about the Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh per se, according to the conclusion of that Gemara, as far as I can tell. It's like a two-daf long Gemara. But it's in the Dharm, so you don't get full credit for a full daf, because there's a lot in the Ram there as well. But that is what I could tell. So there doesn't seem to be a specific reason between the two, just that one is with the younger, one is the older, and there's Schar Shimur as well. Now, there is an additional hetzer for paying somebody to teach Torah, and that is their Schar Batella, but that I think is a sugya a little bit later on. Over the course of this, discussion. So, anyway, so that is the din here, and not only that, the Rambam adds that you would force the father to teach the child or to pay for the child to be taught, and that is that's the halacha here. So, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, so the Shulchan Aruch, we learned this last week, but Hayim Minog. beir shalukeach malam itinoku schar chayv lam de b'schar ad sheyikra torah shebichsav kula. So again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as until he could learn the entire torah shebichsav, but you're not chayv to pay him until he learns the mission gemar. So b'hani mili delo efshar de dechik leishaita. It's only if it's not possible. V'ayim efshar lei mitzvah lagmurei mishnah v'gemar halachas v'agaz. But if you can't, then you should be able to. You should go ahead and teach him the mishnah v'gemar halachas v'agaz. So he's quoting the Ramah. Where is that coming from? Is there an obligation or not? So beyond that Gemara in Nedarim, this halacha probably is not really based on that Gemara in Nedarim, even though that Gemara does make the distinction between Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat. It probably isn't coming from there. Where is it coming from? So there is a halacha, there is another Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, and those sugyas that we've been talking about, Kedushin Daf Lamed Amad Aleph. So there it mentions a certain Amora who taught his grandson Mikra and Mishnah and Gemara and Talmud, and that's actually where this language comes from. So the Gemara says, really? Is that what I thought? We only have to teach in Mikra. So the Gemara says, you're right. Like this Amora, and not like this Amora. Like this Amora that he taught his grandson. Because he had as we learned earlier, there is that responsibility in the absence of a parent. But not like him that you really only have to teach Mikra and not the other things. So the implication of that Gemara is that it's only Mikra that one is required to teach and not the other things. And that's probably, even though the Beis Yosef is quoting the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, it's probably that Gemara in Kedushin that really, that is the source for this halacha. So they point out that there is another Gemara in Maseches Kedushin that we learned already, that is an Amud earlier, that seems to imply otherwise. Now what was, that Gemara was quoted here in Sif Beis, that if he wants to learn and the child wants to learn and he doesn't have the money for both of them to be able to learn, so he has precedence before the son. But if the son is a Navon, if the son is a genius, so then the son would get precedence. So why would that be? If I want to learn and some genius wants to learn, I don't have to pay for him to learn. So the implication is that there is some kind of obligation, not just for you to teach the son Torah, but also to teach the Mikra, but also to teach him like a quasi-obligation of teaching him these other things, Talmud, Mishnah, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Vagado. So there is some responsibility there as well. So how do you figure that? How do you work that out? So it seems like there would then be a machlokas. That's what you find here in Shulchan Aruch. There's the machlokas, there's the Rambam on one hand saying that it's Mikra. On the other hand, you have this Ramah saying that one should go ahead and teach more, that one should really teach Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Vagado if you're able to, because that's part of your obligation. And then there is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish formulates the question, like we just said, that there's a Gemara in Kedushin, a Daf Lamed that says A, but there's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, just a little bit earlier, that seems to say B. So how do you put the two of them together? And he explains, and this is the Chazon Ish in Yerodaya, Sim Kufnan Beis, V'nir de mitzvah asi hamichud. That the specific obligation of vishinantam levanecha, of teaching your child, that is a requirement to teach a mikra. As the Gemara seems to imply. However, there is an additional obligation of the father, that the father has an obligation of chinuch. Not necessarily an obligation of Shnat Levnech, of teaching them Torah, but an obligation of Chinuch, of getting, making sure they're able to follow the ways of Hashem. She'ikr bazel limra Torah. And what's the best way of making sure the child is ready to follow the ways of Hashem? To teach him Torah. V'nischai l'lamdu umnos mishum t'chiyusahu kol shekein Torah shemotza but he also has to make sure that he earns a living. I mean, he has a couple of things that he's able to. Everybody should do whatever they can, right? So, what is the Chazon Ish saying here? On one hand, there's an obligation specifically of teaching them Mikra, and then there's an obligation making sure they're able to live lives as normal, good, healthy, happy Jews, right? So, how does one go ahead and do that? So, one of the ways is to continue making sure they know how to learn Gemara, make sure they know how to learn those additional things. But that's not necessarily under the obligation of Vishinantam, rather that's under the regular obligation of preparation for mitzvah. So one should do whatever you can. So then that fits in also with the Shulchan Aruch. If there's time, so try to get as much as you can in during that time. But make sure at least that he has the tools to be able to teach forward. But the specific obligation on the parents would be to teach them Mikra. Now, What does that mean? Right. So I had stuff on that. I think that comes. Yeah, that's. That's a little bit later. So we'll hold off on the.
What do you do with these words? Haya min hazba ear. Shalokeach. Lamitinokos. If there was a custom in the city, okay. Chayav lando. That means if there's no such custom, you're not obligated to teach the kid anything. Seems a little strange.
No. No. You'd have to pay. Meaning, if the way of the city is that they pay, so then you'd have to pay. It's talking about the obligation, talking about the payment, not about the teaching.
Okay, so it's a matter of what the custom. In some cities, the custom was you don't have to pay.
They might have a different system, yeah.
Then you wouldn't have to pay. Okay, so it's only. Okay, well, I guess our custom is you have to pay. I think there's tuition.
Right.
In most schools that I'm with. Yes, yeah. Okay.
Fine. So, all right. So, hold off on the mikra. Okay. So, let's go back to Zion. So, if you flip back here to the Beis Yosef. So, there's an additional. We've been pretty much all focused on the Gemara Maseches Kedushin about the specific requirements of the father to the son, but the Gemara about setting up a school system. So that's found in the Maseches Baba Basra, and that's. The story about Yehoshua ben Gamlo, that and what did he do? So the Beis Yosef here quotes, Hiskin Yehoshua ben Gamlo, Shi Mushivin Melandi Tinokos, B'chol Medina, B'chol Yer V'Yer, that they would set up Melandi Tinokos, that they would set up teachers in every city. And then what else does it say? So then Beis Yosef continues and quotes from the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Perkol Kisvei, Amar Eresh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Nisiya, Kach Ani Mekubal Me'avosai, that I have a tradition from my fathers, Kol Ir She'en Ba Tinokos, Shel Beis Rabban, Machriven Osa. They would, now, how do you translate Machriven?
Destroying.
Right. Who's destroying? Or destroying, we destroy, or it gets destroyed.
Yeah,
it could go either way, in diktuk, right? So I saw a different. The art scroll translation is it will be destroyed. In Sefaria, it seems to say it will be destroyed, and that seems to be also the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to read it as well. Right, machriven osa, it will you destroy it. That's seen. I'm not sure if Amri la machriven osa or be some say machriven. For Rabbeinu Kaim Shtei Lashonos, and the Rambam assumed like both. How did he assume like and the Torah also seemed to assume like both? How did he assume like both? Because it says vim lo that you would put it in chayrim until they set up malam nitinokos vim lo shivu machriven a year. So then the city will be destroyed. It sounds like she'inol l'niskayim el behevel piyam shel tinokos shel beis rabban, because the world only exists based on the breath of the tinokos of the beis rabban. And the Gemara there says, "Why? What about ours? We're learning also." Says, "Yeah, we're not children. We're amoraim, so you know, we're not good enough. Only the children there was able to sustain the world. So therefore, the city refused to set up beis rabbans." We destroy. I'm not sure who's authorized to go in there and destroy. I understand put them in chayrim, meaning that I'm not sure how the destruction works. If it's really an active command, if it's a passive thing, it's like no, it will be destroyed. So then, okay, so then I understand, but I'm not sure how to understand it as an active obligation. The Shulchan Aruch also quotes it that way. Take a look now. Flip back to the Shulchan Aruch.
Buildings.
Does it mean the buildings? The people? Yeah. Also, yeah. So what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Mushivin malandi tinokos b'chol ir v'ir. We put in chayrim, that's what it sounds like, right? The people of the city, until they get a teacher. We destroy it. I don't know, it's just quoted from that Gemara, it doesn't seem to. The Tshat tells you what's there. That just talks about how to collect the money. It doesn't necessarily say what's going to be otherwise. So I did come across along these lines. Two things. One is there's a line in the Zohar about how important it is to know the Shul Beis Rabban. People would go there, and the Tzadikim Tshuva says all these makoros. How important it is to keep it clean, and sometimes Rabbanim would go, and they would just sit in the Tinoch Shul Beis Rabban in order to enjoy it and gain from it, etc. And then there's a suggestion of, and it's so kadosh in the Tinoch Shul in the Beis Sefer that you can't have English classes there. So that makes things very difficult, unless you have an English half of the school and a Hebrew, and then maybe a switch. And I don't know. He quotes in the Pesachim B'Tshuvah. He quotes in that, yeah. So there is a Tzitz Eliezer that says, no, our minhag is we use the same rooms for Limud Kodesh as we use for Limud Chol, and he brings Melamed Yitzchus while it's okay. But I did come across, and this is what I was very excited to see, that Rav Moshe has a tshuva. So I was excited for two reasons. First of all, because of its relevance to our community right now. And second of all, is to who the tshuva is written to. There, in Igros Moshe, Yerodei, Achelik Bey, Simon Kuf Tezvav, it's entitled "Be'inyan Hisaskus Liyasid Be'ir Yeshiva Lamei L'Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban V'Livnu Semikva Makodim." If you need a require, if you have a requirement in the city to aid to build a yeshiva or to have a school, a Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban versus a mikva, which one comes first? Chavches Shvat Tafshin Chavtes Yedidi Harav Hagom Arenu Harav Pesach Rimen. That's Les's father. Yeah. Shlita Harab de Brunswick.
Brunswick, New Jersey.
It's not a very long tshuva. But he does, he gets to fill in some of the details there, right? Never need them, Kodon Lisasik Avura, Be'ir, Im Lakai Yeshiva, Lam, Tilgeshavis Rabban, or Vate Sefer Shal, Medinish. I don't know if there's other tshuvas to him. I just happen to know that. I don't usually look at who it's written to. I came across that one. But Shu Lo Torabul, Mitzvah, Slo Derecheretz, O Mikva Kodim Shalola Hashal Chasar Shal Mitzvah Karis, right? It's more important to teach positive things, right? It was going to happen in school. Or a mikvah that people won't violate Yisakaris. Sorry, who pashat shem a makum sheish mikvos ksheros lo rachok meayir kaha the Elizabeth shehi smuchel the Brunswick sheisha mikvah kshera. He says, well, first of all, that in there, if there is a mikvah not far away. Like in Elizabeth, which isn't that far from Brunswick, Shatzurik lived in those mikvah in Brunswick, who bishvilei shavasiyota, right? The need to build it in Brunswick, which is where he's written as Pesach Rimon being the rabbi there. Right?
It's only for Shabbos.
Right, it's only for Shabbos and Yontiv. So Yontiv ain lahakshiv zel mikshol. So that's not a concern for mikshol. The bishvil laila achas va'achshtei leilos ain lachashol shomrei Torah sheyachshilu beisur the achamer karis. We're not concerned that people are going to violate an isur karis for that. V'nidun ha-yeshiva hu b'yikoma v'haseleika shum safek v'shum nidun klabazet in yeshiva kodem. So if that's the case, so then the yeshiva would come first. V'im nidun ha-yeshiva enu b'kiyuma shehi kfar miskayemes, but if the yeshiva already stands, v'on dos achshu hu b'inyan l'hakil ha-misaskamak, you want to make it easier for people, v'nim sesh inyan ha-mikvah hu yosir nachot z'dachol panem ashe en lachush l'mitzvah yesh l'hakim dvar mitzvah, you'll be able to do a mitzvah first. Meaning it depends, you gotta weigh it out. Ulpamim rechokim nogei ze gam lepruervu sheish miyid katan denashim shizmane ibur shalhem mitzumtza, right? And it could come into a pruervu issue, because there are women that, the time for them to become pregnant is only a very small amount of time, and they'll need to go, fine. But sheish li yosam makum, then maybe the mikvah would come first. Bimachashashu shavim, but if it's equal, if you have an equal balance, hayeshiva kadim, the yeshiva comes first, mishum shachoshe sheismatu tamidim hu, chashashi yavru kol mitzvah. That if you're going to lose students, the concern is that they're going to lose the entire Torah. Kemo Shabbos v'gam kvira chas v'shalom l'olam kvira uv'torah social zayish lachushyoter, and that you have to be more concerned about. So all things being equal, the tinoka shel beis rabban comes ahead of the mikvah. And he adds in here at the end here, Shehu Rafa Ir Valov Mutal Liros Pachot Tsarcha Ir Tsarch Lahakli Kishatrik and Lasus Gibias Mamun Avar Yeshiva Gibias Mamun Avar Mikvah. When it comes time to figure out raising the money for these things, Ikwa Ubda Fimashika Safti, how you can do it according to what I wrote, Vichfishi Yachlit Vyura Lasos Hu Neman Vachin Yitzrik Lasos. That to be trusted, you're trustworthy, and you should do what you can. And do it in a trustworthy, good way. So, there you go. Tshuva to. Dead.
They say that, I think it's in the Rabbi Kamensky biography, that there are a lot of cities that had a thriving Jewish population, like far less than Dakota.
Yes.
They didn't build schools, they built shuls.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yes, it's a little.
School.
It could be.
Kids don't. I went to school with kids in elementary school, they didn't go to high school.
Right.
Then,
yeah. They don't stay. That's true. I mean, I think the reason why Fargo, North Dakota doesn't have a community is there's other reasons besides just that. But yes, no, it is. There were certainly real communities 100 years ago in some very strange places. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, so...
Okay, but if you don't have to deal with anybody who worries about this, isn't going to be able to stay.
Right.
People coming here because they have no school where they are.
Right. Yeah, sure. All right, one more idea here. I guess we could stay here in Sif Ches. At least we could start. There's more to say on it, but... Machnisin Hatinokos... that you bring them in when they're 5 years old, but I do. Shlemos, say 5 full years, meaning when they're turning 6. Unless that you don't bring them in. And if they're weak, so then wait for them to be 7 years old, meaning after the 6 years have gone by. When we call Makom as the Ramah, Miyachi ben Gimel Shanim, Shlemos, Malamdenoso, Osios, Atorik, they should Yarkil Asma, Likros, Batar. They should start teaching them the letters of the Torah already at their 3, so that they're already used to reading the Torah. Fine. So there is actually a whole list of minhagim in the Pesachim and Tshuvos about what to do for the upsharon, what to do when the kid turns 3, about all these minhagim, about the looking of the letters and the cookies and the father brings them in, all these different minhagim. But there is besides that, he does have a discussion here about, well, there's also a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that talks about learning Mikra from ages 5 to 10, and then Mishnah, and then Talmud, and we don't seem to be following that order. So there are a couple of possibilities as to why we don't follow that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Now that Mishnah doesn't even seem to be quoted here. Maybe it's later on in the Talmud Torah someplace.
Okay, we don't follow. You mean today?
Yeah, we don't follow it today.
But here it's sort of going to start.
Well, it starts school at 8, but yeah, it doesn't say what you're learning.
Right.
I don't say what you're learning. So the Aruch HaShulchan here says it says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Chamish L'Mikra, Ben Esr L'Mishnah, Ben Tesvav L'Talmud, that Poskim Lo, this is Reish Mem Hei Sif Yud Gimel, that Poskim Lo, he views that. The Poskim don't quote this. That Mishnah Avos isn't brought. V'nir Mifnei, Sheb Yimeim Shayakol Mikra Kasu Belo Nekudos, Kesa Shalanim, Kesefer Torah Shalanim. Then those days, the reason they had to spend so much time on Mikra is because the Chumashim didn't have the Kudos in it, like ours do, like our Sefer Torahs that we have today. By Yitzrichim Lios Bekim, therefore they had to know, Baal Peh, Ben Kudosayim, Ben Tameyim, Bekri, right, Beksiv, Bechaseros, Viseros, Hayitzrichim Lezach Amishan. For that, you needed 5 years. Rashi Enkim is Manenu, as opposed to today, Vechain HaMishnah HaYulomdin Baal, as opposed to today. And also then the Mishnayos were learned Baal Peh, so therefore you needed 5 years in order to learn all the Mishnayos. But nowadays we don't need it anymore, and therefore that's why things have changed. Now that perhaps is a premise, but there's some other things out there as well. There is a quote from the V'yol Moshe, and I looked it up. Where do you have? I don't have a copy of the V'yol Moshe. V'yol Moshe is the major sefer from V'yol Teitelbaum, who is the founder of Satmar Rav. But the entire V'yol Moshe is available online, and I downloaded it in 2 seconds. I didn't realize I was downloading it. So in the Sefer Vayol Moshe, the first thing is a section about the Gimel Shavuos. That's 200 pages. Then there's another Mimer, I'm forgetting, of Eretz Yisrael, the Gimel Shavuos of Eretz Yisrael. Then the second one, I think, is Mimer Eretz Yisrael. And the third one is Mimer Lashon HaKodesh. What's the Mimer Lashon HaKodesh? So it is a long essay that he wrote to Rav Hirschsprung in Montreal. Apparently, Rav Hirschsprung asked him, should we teach in, what language should we teach in? And he wrote back a book, Kamat, saying that they need to teach in, I need to teach in Yiddish. But over the course of that essay, so he comments about this as well. says, what about the Mishnah about Heishon Lamikra, Heishon Lamishnah, etc.? He said, Mizel lo kasha, I'm not bothered by that. Shrei Ksav Rashi Sham, that Atal, what's the reason that you're spending 5 years? Because the Gemara also says that if you learn for 5 years and you don't see any Hatzlacha, so then you move on. Shubin, you're not going to see anything. Shubin Aroliol, Vim Kain, Kasva Osu Azman, Ibor Talmud, Agarua Yoser. Right, so what's that Mishnah talking about? That Mishnah is talking about a lesser Talmud. Meaning, if he hasn't gotten had its luck in those 5 years, so don't bother doing any more. That's only a small amount. Because most Tamidim are Beinonim, or they're even bright ones. So they don't have in Shundun Kala grown Metachle, right? They're not like that. So therefore, you can't make a comparison. So therefore, that's not brought down Shulchan Aruch, right? And that's not the minhag. The minhag, therefore, is not to follow that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. A couple of other reasons that they came across. One is that the drashos of Chazal, you need drashos of Chazal to understand Mikra, meaning our is sort of a long, and he goes on to quote the idea of the Shach and the Rabbeinu Tam from last week about that it's all mixed together in the Gemara, etc. And that's the next idea as well, that the, I think we quoted from the Tzitz Eliezer, I think, that, from the Shevet Halevi, that in order to learn Peshuto Shel Mikra, you have to learn the drashos Chazal. I mean, that's not what the Mishnah was talking about. So when we learn the Gemara is interpreting the Chumash, and therefore that qualifies as Mikra. He also quotes here from Rav Liashev. Rav Liashev said that, or someone quotes Rav Liashev as saying, that that our way of learning increases their desire to learn more. That the Lahagil Tachishakat Talmidim Hatsirim, so therefore we teach them Gemara because that's perhaps necessary to keep their interest as Manazah and just the plain learning might not work today. And one other idea, he quotes from Rav Yisrael Salanter that that from the time of the closing of the Gemara, Nigalu Darchei Torah, Ninalu Darchei Torah, Lahavinu Laharos Mei Torah Shivaksav Alpi Hamidus Hamasoros Mesinai. I mean, when the Gemara was written, so we no longer are able to learn the Torah just straight out. We have to use the Talmud. And therefore, Varakal Talmud Einenu Sevilishu Menatoros Hashem. Zos HaTalmud Etzleinu Hu Kamo Mikra Bimei Chazal. Therefore, our Gemara is like their Mikra. The Sifrei Gedolei HaPoskim HaRishonim is like their Mishnah. And the Achronim and all that stuff. So that is that maybe qualifies as their Talmud. So we say, we are fulfilling the Mishnah, right? We're learning, you know, Chumash, Rashi, basic understanding, 5 years, and then Gemara, and then Rishonim. Rishonim and, you know, Gemara, Rishonim, and then Achronim come later on. So there's a lot of, last with regards to the Tanakh, so there's that whole article in the Jewish Action about the people complaining about it, not complaining about it, but I don't know, I looked around, I didn't see much defense of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Most seem to be explaining why we are not following the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and as opposed to the not learning Tanakh, perhaps there's more apologetic outside of that shach. There is a lot of consternation and defensiveness about it. With this, it's not. We're okay. Not spending the entire. Not following that specific order. That seems to be the way that it should be taught in that in the Mishnah Avos.
What does the Mishnah says? 5 years.
5 years Mikra, 5 years Mishnah, and then Talmud.
Talmud is 15?
Three. After 15, I think, yeah.
And really, we'll start Talmud when they use fifth grade, right?
When they're 10, yeah.
So we do follow it to that extent. The only thing is, we don't spend time on Mishnah without Gemara.
Right. So I think Pshat is they did mean different things. Just, I mean, because the Gemara talks about Talmud. So what's the Gemara talking about when it's talking about Talmud? Right, so it's talking about Pilpul. It's talking about understandings. So
what we're doing is really skipping the Mishnah only stage.
Well, what's Mishnah? Mishnah probably doesn't mean learning Mishnayos. It probably means learning Halacha. That's probably what Mishnah is.
That's what we seem to not be doing. We're doing Mikra. Then we jump into Gemara.
Yeah, but it's not done in this way, that it's solely Mikra. I mean, Tivi already was learning Mishnah. He's Well, I guess he's lying.
I mean, you sort of lump them together.
Right, no, that's what Rabbi Shaul Salat is pointing out. The terms we use, there are differences in terminology, and it makes sense that nowadays things are a little different than they were
back then. To be ready to learn.
Yeah, but and then you had that Sakhmar Rav shot of, no, that's the minimum. You don't want to be that schedule, you want to be at a faster schedule. All right.